Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Welcome to the big time.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
You know your damn role and shut your damn mouth.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star.
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles, and you are listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You're listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. It's a two-man show for this hopefully very quick audio-only picks of the week episode. It's Stan C and Emil ASH checking in. Rowan's got school, Chino's got God knows what, and Ro can't get his tech stuff to work, so that sucks. But, you know, we've got duties to perform and we've got a podcast to put out. So Emil and I are going to do our best to record this thing in under 40 minutes. Kasi hindi kaya ng budget namin ngayon yung Pro Zoom. All right. Picks of the week, as always. If you want to chime in and get your picks in, you know where to find us. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter. Emil, let the people know how they can be part of our growing Wrestling Podcast patron community, because we have been doing a lot of good stuff over on the Wrestling Podcast Discord.
Oh, yes, definitely. And if you want to get, you want to experience the full Wrestling Podcast experience, all you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. First though, it's $5, so in a local currency, it's around 275 pesos, so very, very cheap. Like Stan said, we have so many good stuff over on our Patreon. Of course, we have our Discord server where you could interact with your fellow podcasts and talk to us about anything. Talk to us about wrestling, video games, food, fashion, memes, anything and anything under the sun. We also have the Pasabais, which the last one just concluded a couple of months ago. And if you want to be a part of the next one and you want to get your authentic wrestling merch, WWE, AEW, could get it through us. You can also enjoy the review content of the weekly wrestling shows like Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, and some local wrestling events as well, courtesy of Rowan ASH. And by subscribing to our Patreon, you're supporting everything that we do here on the pod. So please, again, subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as $5.
All right, let's start off with the picks of the week. We usually go chronological order on this, but I'm actually kind of confused now with all the order, all the chronological order stuff, just because I'm daming wrestling in my life over the last few days between the weeklies and MWF tapings and all that. I'm all wrestling now, dude, so like, I wish I could take a break as well. Let's start with Rowan's pick, because he picked something that's actually kind of fun, and that's the gameplay footage from AEW Fight Forever. And Rowan is actually linking us to some footage from his favorite wrestling gaming channel, New Legacy Inc.
Legacy, yep.
Yeah, and the hosts of this particular video are DPW's John Blood, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, and James Darnell. So Rowan actually is excited for the game because of all the weapons that pwede mong ilabas, from Darby Allin's skateboard to the electrifying barbed wire to the 2x4 to my favorite, which is the propane bomb, which is really stupid and hilarious and dangerous and wild all at the same time. Tang ina, nag-wrestling ka, biglang may LPG na sasabog ang puta. So that was pretty stupid and fun. Intergender matches are also there. Like, I believe yung pinaka-viral clip features Chris Statlander going up against Darby Allin for the TNT Championship. So that's pretty fun. And it makes Rowan wonder if Chris Stat can win the TNT Championship, then can a man win the TBS Championship?
No. Kasi the TBS Championship is purely a title being defended for women. So
di mo alam yan. We don't know. Do you have a copy of Fight Forever? I don't have a copy of it.
No, I don't have. I'm just making a prediction that won't happen.
Gusto ko malaman kung sino yung ano yung hinit-hit nung taong nag-isip na pwede tayong maglagay ng propane bomb as a weapon. Like, what drugs have to be in your system for you to come up with such a concept?
It's such a wild weapon, no? Kasi yung iba dito pretty much common naman sa wrestling, the skateboard, the barbed wire, pero ito bomba, like so wild. So it's also kind of creative if you think about it. Like, even though it's kind of stupid,
you've never been in an arena where human flesh was burned. So
yeah,
until that happens to you, hindi ka makes you know, fine. You know, keep getting excited over it, because I'm just counting down until the next idiot sees this and decides to pull off another self-immolation yeah. spot. God forbid it ever happens ever again. Some incel or some idiot is probably going to think, oh, play this a video game, puta, gagawin ko rin in a match.
Yeah, that's also kind of true. That's why this game, ano ba yung rating nito? Like, it's M or PG? Ano ba? Like,
has the rating ever stopped you from getting a game? Does it matter?
Yeah, that's,
I don't have kids. It doesn't matter to me.
Hey, that's kind of true as well. But yeah, it looks like this game is it's gonna be arcadey because super unrealistic ng mga to. And I think we already touched upon it when we talked about this game. It's gonna be way different than WWE 2K, and it should be a whole lot of fun experience playing this game.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, I've got some snarky comments about the footage that's out, about the very limited footage. But I'm not going to lie, I'd like to play the game as well. I'd like to give it a try just because I love wrestling video games pa rin naman. And I want to see how different it is from WWE 2K. So AEW Fight Forever should be out in about 2 or 3 weeks here in Manila. So go check it out if you want to throw a propane bomb into the ring during an actual match. Right, let's go over to Chino's pick, which is from this past weekend's Impact Wrestling. It was Subculture, the team of Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster, against the Motor City Machine Gun. And see, Chino, he's loving the renaissance of the Motor City Machine Guns, and he's also appreciating how Subculture is, has appeared at least more than once on Impact. See, Danny Luna nag-debut na rin. And everybody in Subculture took an L. But he feels like it was still great wrestling. I actually enjoyed what Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster brought to this match. And if you haven't really seen Subculture act, you'll be surprised to see that their entire shtick, from their attires to their music to the entrance video, lahat yun galing ng NXT UK. I still don't know how they were able to work this out, but I was pretty thrilled to see it on non-WWE programming, because how often does it happen na yung entrance mo from WWE na dadala mo all together to a different company?
Wait, I didn't see the entrance. Is yung kanta ba niya ni
yes,
Mark Andrews?
Yes, the song, everything. Yun. That's Mark Andrews' band, the video shot, all the footage. Lahat yun is from their NXT UK presentation.
Yeah. Okay. Kaya naman pala, because it's his own. So, honestly, di ko alam na Subculture pala is comprising of Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster. So I thought there's someone new or someone different. So when I watched this, nagulat ako, it was them. And sabi ko, sakto kasi kalaban nila Motor City Machine Gun. So also work kind of the same style, yung fast-paced, balls to the wall stag action. And this was a really good match, I must admit. Coming in with no expectations at all. Pero syempre, we all know Motor City Machine Guns are like one of the best tag teams in the last 20 years. And Gino has a good point. They're having this renaissance as of late because they're having their own singles runs where I think Alex Shelley's going to challenge for the Impact World title in the upcoming week. Also, Sabin is also going after the X Division title. But it's still a good thing that they still team up once in a while because I love them as individuals, but I love them more as the Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah, I kind of don't like it when tag teams go their separate ways. Na hindi naman sila mag-aaway, but they're just chasing singles championships, pero di na sila tag team, diba? So I kind of like how they've got their own thing going on, but they can reform the team and, you know, not get in each other's way and not be dicks to one another. So, good stuff. I think MCMG was also low-key working heel during the match. Nico, ano kung napansin mo yun? So, it's also kind of weird seeing that kasi from my understanding, in the limited amount of TNA and Impact that I've seen in my lifetime, I think they were baby faces. I could be wrong, and Chino's not here to correct me. So, suck it, Chino. All right, let's move on here to one more pick before we go to break. And this is Emil's pick from the most recent episode of AEW Rampage. So go at it, young buck.
All right, so my pick of the week goes out to the three-way match for the AAA Mega Championship. It was between El Hijo del Vikingo versus Commander versus...
You have to say it with the, thrilling R. Triple A.
Triple A. Versus Realistico. It happened on the Rampage episode. They dubbed it as Championship Friday, so it was kind of a special episode. So, first time ko manood ng Rampage in a while. And I think Tony Khan really did a good job of stacking this card with so many championship matches. I think there were four. All of them were championship matches. And this was the opener. And it was a sprint. Like, it was only 10 minutes, but yung 10 minutes na yun, sobrang puno na action. All of them got their shine in the match. And for me, Vikingo is simply one of the best luchadors in the world right now. Someone na hindi pa masyado kilala ng mga tao, but I think they should know who he is because he's so damn good. There's no denying about it. And every time I see him wrestle, I just can't help but to be amazed of the superhuman things that this guy can do in the ring. And Commander and Realistico are also really good. That's why they've been being featured more on AEW TV over the last few weeks. So it looks like they're really stacking up on luchadors in AEW, which for me, it's a good thing. I always love to see some lucha action on TV.
Yeah, they delivered with a lot of good lucha things. And I guess the most common reaction that I had throughout that match was, holy shit, they just did that. Puta yun, whoa. So, you know, for them to get me to just wake up and pick up my jaw off the floor with all the crazy spots that they pulled off in that match, that was pretty fun. You know, if you're one of the, I guess for lack of a better term, Jim Cornette types, who don't approve of all the...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Floppity stuff. This probably isn't for you, but I do like these matches from time to time. So nakakatuwa naman. And even though some of the
spots were unnecessary. This is the flavor talaga eh, of the lucha action that AEW wants to present. And I guess for these guys who are also representing AAA, a way for them to stand out from the typical AEW fare is to really just wow you with things that basically defy physics. So, you know, good on Vikingo, Commander, and Realistico for putting on a hell of a 10-minute match here for the AAA Mega Championship. All right, we're down to our last couple of picks. That's coming up on the other side of this break. But first, a quick word from our other podcasts right here on Podcast Network Asia. And we're back. We're going to get to Ro's pick, and that was from Dominion, which happened yesterday while we were backstage over at the MWF tapings. So while that was happening, you had a six-man tag match for the Never Open Weight Six-Man Tag Team Championships. The defending champs are a Motley Crue featuring Kazuchika Okada, Hiroshi Tanahashi, and Tomohiro Ishii. I don't know how Tana found himself in a group with the Chaos Boys, but here we are. And they took on John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli representing the BCC. And Shooter, Shota Umino, who really wrestled like a man on a mission. Talagang, alam mo yung ano, na-feel ko yung gigil nung bata na gusto talagang magpasikat or magpakitang gilas because he was in there with all that star power. And, you know, you could feel the pressure on the young guy to really just earn his spot at the table, so to speak. And the match was filled with some fun, hard-hitting stuff, which is right up Ro's alley. You have four world champions basically in that match, diba? You also had Mox and Claudio feeling like they could go let loose and do stuff that they normally wouldn't do in AEW. Like, I really loved certain things like the heel team doing the shield bomb and then see Claudio doing the giant swing and then Mox hitting the stomp, right? All the allusions to their WWE connections. That was one of my favorite parts. See, Ro also appreciates how Mox feels a bit more liberated here in New Japan because he can just be an ass kicker. And he also feels na Claudio and Yuta should be loaned to New Japan instead of being, as his words, not mine, joke time world champions in Tony Khan's ROH. What did you think of this six man?
Just want to add you sa point earlier na sobrang gigil ni Shota that he wants to prove something. I also want to add that his father was the referee of that match. So see Red Shoes. See,
yeah.
So
that was this a nice was wrinkle.
This was a really great match. This was a semi-main event of Dominion yesterday kasi Claudio na late yung flight niya. So they had to move around the card to accommodate that. But still, parang ano eh, di jet lag si Claudio. He still went out there, really did some good stuff.
Kapilang katapat niyan. Claudio is a coffee connoisseur, so I'm sure he perked himself up before he got ready to kick ass.
Yep, and this was your typical six-man tag na, like all of them at some point, they were all going to the ring, do their stuff, and wala masyadong, hindi masyadong constricted with that. Papasok ka lang pag natag ka. So this was a really fun match again, and I always love it when Mox is in Japan. Same sentiments here for me. He's just a whole nother different guy in Japan, and I think he loves it more there kasi yun na nga, he's much more liberated and he can just wrestle there. Like, he doesn't have to deal with any other BS that he dealt with in America in AEW. So also sa last point ni Rona, Claudio and basically Yuta should be loaned to New Japan. I kind of agree kasi when this relationship of AEW and NJPW started, I thought we were going to get talent exchanges. Now you have guys now who aren't really getting used being loaned to New Japan for, you know, experience and also para din magamit sila and for the Japanese fans to maybe want to see them. I think they're already doing that with Eddie since Eddie is gonna be Eddie Kingston, which because he's gonna be in the G1 tournament. But like, they should do more of that, especially with their young guys and also with some of their main event talents na hindi naman masyadong nagagamit on stateside.
Hey, I would love to see a Gene Blast over on Dynamite.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to my pick. And it's from the most recent episode of SmackDown. It was the Bloodline segment that followed Roman Reigns' 1,000-day celebration as undisputed WWE Universal Champion. Man, the cinema here just keeps on going. And I really loved how every member of the Bloodline has very clear motives. And medyo ipaparot ko yung sinabi ni Carlo Cannon because I just attended one of his seminars right before we hit record. And we were talking about character. And that segment for the Bloodline, you could tell what every character's motivations were. And that's important when you're telling a story, especially in a segment or in a promo, because if you have many different characters and you know each of their motivations, lumalabas dun yung complex interactions. Like, you understand why Solo Sikoa would say something like, these guys are my brothers, pero deep down, alam din niya na yung pera niya nanggagaling sa tribal chief eh. Kaya kapit pa rin siya sa patalim, di ba? Kahit nakapatid niya sina Jimmy and Jay, he has to hit them with the Samoan spike to put them in their place because he knows na his livelihood resides with the tribal chief. Whereas si Jimmy, natauhan na siya, mulat na siya, di ba? He's like, I'm doing what you should have done months ago. And then there's Jay who's clearly still being torn apart inside because he's suffering the worst case of Stockholm Syndrome because of Roman, who's like this, in Sami Zayn's words, diba? Such a manipulator and gaslighter. So, sobrang ganda when everybody's motivations are clear. And I think if you want to know or if you want to learn about how to properly construct a segment with different characters, there's a reason why the Bloodline is like your go-to right now. But, you know, hindi naman lahat ng promotions merong weekly television, unlike WWE, AEW, Ring of Honor, Impact, etc. Now you can really flesh out all these characters. But still, having these examples is still a good thing, diba? Because you're able to really dissect characters and find out bakit ganun yung asta nila, bakit ganun yung actions nila. And that's what we're seeing here in this very complex and well-told story from the Bloodline.
Yeah, I agree also sa yun na because of the way they flesh it out, naiintindihan mo why they are doing the things that they are doing, you know. And man, what a segment! What a roller coaster of a segment that was. Kasi akala na natin na Solo has finally, sided with his brothers, pero yun naman pala, hindi naman pala. And again, a lot of people were already saying na nauumay na daw sila with the Bloodline story, and again, it's not yet over. This story is far from over. Kasi alam naman natin talaga kung ano yung magiging ending nito. Eh. It hasn't happened yet, pero I think now it's much more clearer where this story will head for me after that segment that we just saw on SmackDown.
Yeah, so go ahead and check it out, man. If you haven't checked it out yet for whatever reason, you know, I made sure to... I actually made sure to catch the segment before I went to bed the night before the MWF tapings because I knew I couldn't show up there na hindi ko pa siya napapanood because people were messaging me all day. And I'm like, I'm hanging out with my fiance today. But thank you for the reminder to go catch SmackDown today. Like, I swear, it wasn't just in Discord natin that was lighting up my phone. People were telling me to go tune in to SmackDown. So, for whatever reason, hindi mo pa napapanood, go catch it and learn a thing or two about character work. Right.
What do you think of the new title belt, though?
No, good question. We'll probably discuss this again on the live stream. But
yeah, that's
it's very golden, I guess. So parang medyo nawalan ng distinguishing factor compared to the big gold that Seth is holding. I have personally fallen in love with the Blue Universal Championship. Like, I think that is the top tier belt, or that was the top tier belt. So I'm really going to miss it, and it's going to take a while for me to warm up to the undisputed championship belt. I think na tama si Roe yung posts niya on TikTok na the lighting kind of also affects how you look at the belt. Yep. And when you look at championship titles, I would prefer to have one whose aesthetic is not dependent on the lighting. Like, independent of whatever lighting it is, maganda siya. You get what I'm saying here?
Yes, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so there. Those are my thoughts, my very quick thoughts on the title. I think it will grow on me like everything, so I'm not going to set up picket lines and start bonfires or protests or whatever. You know, it will grow on me. Ikaw, wala ka na thoughts on the title?
It's fine. The belt is fine. You know nga, may kinda also agree with bro, the lighting did had a part in it, like na yung mga complaints ng mga tao na it looks ugly, it looks different. It's for me partly on the lighting, because it was really bad lighting when they revealed the title. So, but when I saw the HD photos of it, and okay, this isn't as bad as people thought out to be. Medyo may ano lang, may konting problem lang ako with the color combinations. Pero that's just it picking on my part. Pero definitely I miss the blue universal title. It really looked good on Roman for 3 years, and surely will be missed.
Yeah, so there. Those are our thoughts. Those are our picks of the week. As always, you know where to find them, right? You know where to find us if you want to chime in with yours. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter. We will catch you again on Thursday for our weekly live stream. That is at 7 p.m. on Facebook and on YouTube. Just follow us, The Wrestling Podcast, Instagram and Spotify, same name, same handle. Don't forget to follow us and leave a 5-star rating as well. But if you want to chat with us individually, just like a lot of people have been tagging us over the last few days, mostly because of the taping, so thank you so much. It is at @StanC for me, at @RoisWar, at @ChinaSupersized, at @EML_Meister, and at @MondayNightRowan. Thank you very much to our babyface producers over at Podcast Network Asia for all the work that they do behind the scenes and for putting these episodes together. We're out of here. We made it in under 40 minutes, which is wonderful. Thank you very much for checking out these episodes. We'll catch you again on Thursday. On behalf of Emil ASH, my name is Stan C. Remember to stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast out. Peace. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.